we will shortly see the first of three films, a film that I call Cycle. But there are some general points that I need to make that apply equally to all of the films you will see. First, you will notice that the films are in the native language. As I indicated earlier, some people believe that the often beautiful language of myth is sufficient in itself to explain myth's universality. And to some extent, I buy into that theory. You will also notice the films are very brief. Part of this is due to the labor-intensive process that I use. But also part of it is an aesthetic judgment. I like, for example, the stories of Borges much more than I do the novels of Tolstoy. And I like the ballets of Balanchine more than I do, say, the operas of Wagner. And finally, and this is most important, and I want to stress this, myths from elsewhere are not of us. Easy, immediate understanding of the myth of another culture would defeat the very purposes of cross-cultural understanding. No one will learn a myth in a 4-minute film, in a 20-minute film, or in a 2-hour film. The films are made as a taste to introduce you to myths from other cultures. Now let us turn to Cycle itself. Cycle comes to us from a people called the Wulamba. They are a native Australian group who live in Arnhem Land in northeastern Australia. The particular myth was recorded by Ronald Burnt in the 1940s. Burnt called the people the Wulamba, but they are also known by at least three other names, the Mungrin, the Yanggu, and the Malag. For the Wulamba and other native Australians, time is not linear. There is not a past, a present, and a future as we generally conceive it. Rather, there is for them something perhaps that we can best call an everyone. In speaking a myth, the speaker assumes that the listener already knows the outlines of the story. He is much more interested in expressing himself beautifully. He uses rhythm and poetry in what he says. The myth maker does not really, or the myth teller does not really tell the story. Rather, what he does is he talks around it, he gives the various elements of the story, and assumes that the listener can in fact fill in the rest. There are four scenes in my rendering of the myth. All of them deal with, in one way or another, with transformations. In the first scene, a lotus is transformed into the evening star and rises into the sky. In the second scene, we see people gathering the round, edible lotus roots. They do so on a clay pan. The clay pan has turned into a watery billabong after the rains. Many people do this, and it happens very fast. The speaker tells us that there are so many people, and it happens so fast that it is like a quickly moving mist. In the third scene, a boy turns himself into the moon, and the moon rises into the sky. And in the final scene, the moon wanes, falls into the sea, and there becomes a nautilus shell.
Ili na una marji karumba rumba koru mana ngin gur kum mar ngura kirimba manang irin bich mura mul mul mura bal kumura bal mura nit Mura, Baravangura, Yurpumura. Arul man, Badi Wadi, Yurpum. Kanji will racha within me. Jarenja, eh. Mungachi, Mangulji, Wolanji, Kalendebe, Dundarama, Gungachi, Boy, Warawali. Jurpum, Sanji will world me, Badi Wadi, Baladuru Nara, Malkanara Wala. Ulang balawalan, nangunagu wala, ulang nga wala, sagit bicho, mau, tawala. Warungala, duru lama, jurpum, karung barumba, iri wul kanji wul, mar ngangura, mar miningura, na barumura, barungura. Bada waj mura, jare hinja, racha, ura muri, julpum, lain, kiriba, gorpum mura, bulangan, nunanja, racha nguji muri, parku, goruma, langara, julpumara, munga, uringimbi namo jani, Wirwaraksamija, Dumbungu, Mungula, Taranjil, Salarit, Wia, Bukumura, Bunirawira, Gorma, Jurpo, Karinamarji, Wirigul, Wanayu, Darupatiri, Gormoli, Wangbaiju, Iri, kanji, barangi, muru, ulu, wala, karina marji, jurpung, wangali, karengeju, wangulegi, namidiani miringgindi, jurpung, iri, iri karina racang ujungi. Karumba-rumba, badiani, urdu, tanjiru, durulam arji, badiwani, jurpu, tanjiru, nurulwara, durulam arji, jurpu, liali-ali, urpura-udawala, urpura-udawala, balma-udawala,
Well, and here is a good question. Think about the nis you know. How many of them include transformations, such as the transformations that are in cycle? Should transformations be added to the list of things that characterize myth? What do you think?